Free Talk Live. We're kicking off hour number two of the Wednesday edition. Izzy in here with you.
And Mark.
We're back in the studio live. You had a couple of replays, refeeds, as they call them in the business, on Monday and Tuesday night. And we spent most all of hour one explaining why. And it was a long story, but I hope it was worth it to those of you that got a chance to hear it. If you missed it, go to freetalklive.com. Later tonight, the archive will be posted, as always. And you can catch up at that point. But in essence, it was a tenant hell story, a renter hell story, if you will. Trashed house, and then the twist was that we found evidence of a marijuana grow operation going on at the house. Which, again, no problem, whatever, it's pot, no big deal to me.
Right.
But considering the crappy way the renters or the tenants had treated us, that's a mistake.
Yeah, big mistake.
Yeah, if you're doing something illegal in your house, treat everyone with kid gloves.
Yeah.
Because you never know who you're going to encounter, man. You never know. You're not. It's unlikely you're going to come across someone as forgiving as us.
Right. I mean, to even imagine that you can rip somebody off for $950 and then leave a grow op there and
yeah.
evidence that would put you away in prison for 100 years, and to think that they won't use it against you.
It's amazing.
I mean, on the same day that you rip them off.
So. We told you our renter hell story. Now I want to hear yours. If you've been a landlord, if you've had renters, you've probably had a renter hell story. 1-800-259-9231, the toll-free number again, that's 800-259-9231. We go to Bo in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, Bo.
Hey, Bo.
Well, I hate to ask that question because it's
obvious. Going much better now. Really, it's going much better.
You know, I guess it's. I wanted to call and say, welcome to liberty. I mean, you know, this is what's going to happen if, I don't know, if drugs are allowed free reign, which I'm all for it. You know, I don't want to go back
to what do you mean? Wait. What's going to happen if drugs are allowed free reign? What does that mean, Bob?
Well, it means you're going to run into these kind of situations. And just like with alcohol, you know.
Wait a minute. What are you talking about? We're going to run into these kind of situations. When you say these kind of situations, what do you mean?
I mean, there's going to be people who are irresponsible with these kinds of things.
But they're irresponsible today, sir. Right. What's that have to do with freedom and liberty?
Well, I'm just saying these are the kinds of things that are going to happen. Now, I would thoroughly love to see drugs legalized.
Mm.
I don't do drugs. I never have. But I believe everybody has the right to do them. But I believe that these kinds of situations are going to be happening should this kind of thing happen.
If
we're in a society where drugs were legalized, there are going to be people who are irresponsible.
They're already irresponsible, Bo, and these situations are already happening.
And
I don't understand your point.
So why are you guys making such a big deal of it? If it's, you know, if this is going to be a common occurrence, then why are you guys spending so much time on it?
Wait a minute.
We haven't said that it was going to be a more common occurrence than it was. We have
That's
only
your
said
suggestion.
That it is as common as it is, and that the people who do it are irresponsible, and
right.
the fact that they may do drugs or not.
I mean, drugs aren't a factor to this story. It's just an interesting twist. The story's about bad tenants and renters and why you should always collect a last month's rent payment. Look, Bo, if you don't collect a last month's rent payment, it doesn't matter if you're renters or druggies or not. There's a good chance you're going to get screwed. That's
Absolutely.
What this is about.
Absolutely.
It doesn't
have anything
to do with freedom
and liberty. In a libertarian society, how would this grievance be addressed? If you don't take it to the courts, you don't take it to the government, how do you address these type of grievances? Do you just write off the last month's rent?
Well, first of all, one of the problems was, of course, I inherited a bad lease. I mean, that was one of the problems with the situation. But in general, in a more free market society, leases would have what's called contract insurance. And
right.
So your contract would be insured by an agency. There would be arbitration courts specified in there. So there absolutely would be courts. And there would be an agreement that says that if you violate this contract, then the contract insurer is going to make good. So the contract insurer would have paid me my last month's rent. Or, of course, then again, they wouldn't have insured the contract if there wasn't a last month's rent. But the contract insurer would have made good on the renter's default. Then the contract insurer would have gone after the renter via the arbitration courts to make good, and if they didn't make good to the contract insurer, then their name would be ruined.
Right. So, like, as sort of like a parallel, we have credit bureaus. So now, in a libertarian society, we would have a character bureau, which basically the insurer would look up this person on the character bureau and say, "You've got a pretty low score. We're not going to insure this person." To wit, you would not rent that person your property.
Precisely.
Okay. Absolutely. I'm not. You know, I'm not down on anything. I just wanted to. just wanted to get a little more into the
sure.
situation and how a libertarian society would handle this type of situation.
Well, that's a very, very limited, that's the no-government society that Ian purports, and
uh-huh.
there are all kinds of libertarians out there. I don't support getting away, doing away with our court system.
I don't know why not. I don't know why you want a monopoly court system in the first place. Then you have to be subject to their rules and their laws, and you
yeah.
can't make your own agreements. In fact, Mark, the situation today with renters is renters have rights. There's renters' rights in America where if you try to take a tenant to court or a renter to court, they've got all kinds of abilities that they shouldn't really have contractually.
Well,
This is what you get with monopoly court
system. I think that there are renters' rights
actually,
out there.
Actually, I would not say it's renters' rights. I would say it's renters' entitlements.
Okay, thank you.
I don't
good call.
The entitlement mentality at all.
Did you have a horror story for us, Bo?
No, I didn't. I just wanted to call on that particular note, and I love you guys' show. I'm looking forward to hear it on the Internet. And Johnson, you rock!
All right, thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airways. That's too bad, because I thought that he'd had one for us.
Well,
so if you've got one, there's got to be a landlord or two listening to the show at the moment. So do dial in with your landlord health or your tenant health stories at 800-259-9231.
And one thing about the ensuring that everything's okay with tenants and stuff is the last collecting the last month's getting first, last, and security. It handles a lot of these issues.
Absolutely.
Because then on the last month, they can't say, well, we're not going to pay you last month because you have the security. You can just keep that.
Yep, which is what happened with us.
That's what happened. So, always collecting first, last, and security.
That's the moral of the story.
That handles that particular issue unless they do something so terrible to the house that it goes beyond
the security deposit.
At which point, you're going to have to go after them in court or you're going to have to talk to the credit bureaus, that kind of thing.
Exactly right. And by the way, going back to this monopoly court idea, you and I both know, Mark, that the government court system is so slow.
It is.
Whereas in a private agreement, arbitration courts, actually, it's in their best interest to hear cases quickly. Because in the free marketplace, if you want to stay in business, you have to give the customers what they want. And I want quick hearings. I want it to be done fast. And I want it to be done fairly. So if people want fast and fair, then competition in the free marketplace will give it to them. If you want to roll the bones and have a nice slow trial, roll the dice, then go with the government courts.
I want all those things from a court system, too. And mm-hmm. I think that doing away with drugs being illegal will go a long way in speeding up our court system. I also think that that's a much bigger issue. I also think that a much bigger issue is our fiat currency.
I understand.
And the IRS. I would like to address...
I'm just pointing out benefits of going with a competitive system.
Understood, and I'd like to hear, I'd like to look at those things once we've taken care of major issues that I'm more concerned about.
All right, 800-259-9231. Well, one major issue is secret prisons, because in America, not only do we have a monopoly court system, but apparently we also have secret courts and secret prisons and secret police. Well, we've been disconnected from the news for 4 or 5 days, and this is huge news, right, Mark?
This isn't in America that George Bush was talking about. This is around the world,
right? Secret prisons run by America around the world,
right? From the AP. President Bush on Wednesday acknowledged the existence of previously secret CIA prisons around the world where key terrorist suspects have been held and questioned. He said the small number of detainees that fall into this category include people responsible for the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks, the bombing of the USS Cole in 2000 in Yemen, and the 1998 attacks on the U.S. embassies in Kenya and Tanzania. Just to stop down for a second here is, how do we know that they're responsible for these attacks?
George Bush said so.
Yeah, George Bush said so, the CIA said so, somebody said so. I don't want to be imprisoned because some government official says that it's so. I want a trial that's held in public where evidence is produced and then I'm convicted for something that I have done. At the very least, for something that I didn't do, but it was a publicly held trial. And these guys aren't getting that.
Hmm.
The most important source of information on where the terrorists are hiding and what they're planning is the terrorists themselves, Bush said in White House speech with the families of those killed in the September 11, 2001, sitting in the audience. Of course, you've got to use those people to add credence to what you say. And if the terrorists are an important information against themselves, then you're just saying that torture essentially works. And I don't think torture necessarily works. I'll tell you anything you want if you start causing me pain. Whatever.
Yep.
I'll implicate whoever you want.
More's on the way. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
He's kind of like a love child between Ann Coulter and Michael Moore.
I keep hearing all about this obesity epidemic. So what? That's between people, their doctor, and their dinner plate. So why does government get involved? I'll tell you why. Changing your lifestyle is how they think they're going to afford socialized medicine. That's why. Put down that steak, you selfish pig. You're cheating poor folks out of their vaccinations.
Common Sense with Dan Carlin. Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number 1-800-259-9231. Again, that's 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners there, with dozens and dozens of ladies from around the world that have taken the time to send us their validated photo, which means that in the picture, they're proving that they listen to the show. You can see what I mean by visiting the Shrine for yourself at shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. In fact, yesterday, Mark, I got a hug from one of our Shriners.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Didn't you?
I did.
Yeah, Lauren Canario.
Yes.
Which was
indeed.
Very cool. That was a special moment.
Well,
she's my hero.
Quite a woman.
She's awesome.
She is.
Which, by
her
the
husband's
way,
a nice guy, too.
Right. Okay, so let's get back into the issue. We're talking about this George Bush thing.
Mm-hmm.
He's coming out and admitting that the secret CIA prisons exist. Now, of course, we'd known they'd existed. We'd heard from the people that had been imprisoned in them, as a matter of fact. We've talked about that in the past. Why is he coming out and admitting this?
Well, it says here it's been necessary to move these individuals to an environment where they can be held in secret, questioned by experts, and when appropriate, prosecuted for terrorist acts. Now, when did the prosecution occur?
Oh, he's saying what it's going to happen.
Oh, that's right. Because
When appropriate.
Whenever he feels like it.
Right.
The announcement from Bush is the first time the administration has acknowledged the existence of CIA prisons.
Gosh.
Which have been a source of friction between Washington and some allies in Europe. The administration has come under criticism for its treatment of terrorism detainees. European Union lawmakers said the CIA was conducting clandestine flights in Europe to take suspects to countries where they could face torture.
Right, so what happened
and
was...
And so were the suspects.
It's called extraordinary rendition. And essentially what happens is if you're labeled an enemy combatant or suspected terrorist, they pick you up, throw you on a plane, take you to a secret prison in wherever, and then... Since it's in that country, and the CIA has a little agreement with the people running running that country, they say, hey, we can't torture these people, but you might want to. Here's $100,000. You know, it's just that kind of a deal. Essentially, they're having the people in these other countries torture these individuals mm-hmm. in these secret prisons.
Find out information, which may or may not be true.
Supposedly, yeah. Right. And then let them go 5-6 months later and turn them back into America. It's just incredible what has happened to these people, all on your dime.
Yeah.
And you're paying for it.
And God help you if you're one of the people that they decide is a terrorist, for whatever reason.
And especially if they don't decide to let you back.
I mean,
how many people are there that haven't come back?
What about these two Palestinian guys that were buying cell phones? They picked them up. The Homeland Security picked them up.
Mm-hmm.
They bought, I don't know, a thousand cell phones.
Mm-hmm.
And they said that they were going to use them as bomb detonators. Turns out they were just selling on them on eBay.
Yep. Amazing
Crazy.
Stuff.
As he did in his speech yesterday, another in a series pegged to the anniversary of the September 11 attacks, Bush said the country is still under threat from terrorists. That way the Republicans can get reelected. They're still trying to strike America and still trying to kill our people, Bush said. The U.S. must be able to detain, question, and when appropriate, prosecute terrorists captured here in America on the battlefields around the world. Bush said such detainees provide essential intelligence to prevent a terrorist attacks and to stop key terror suspects from, again, taking up arms against the United States.
Blah, blah, blah. It's interesting that he's actually saying prosecute now, because this is a word that has never come up before.
No.
The idea of prosecuting these people. And I don't know if he means actually prosecuting them via a public trial. He's not making that clear.
No.
So I'd like to know...
If you can have these secret prisons, you might as well just have secret courts,
well,
too.
They've talked about that. Remember,
yeah.
We talked about the Star Chambers not long ago.
Right.
They're talking about taking these detainees... These secret detainees and throwing them into secret courts in front of military tribunals and giving them judging them there, not in front of the public. This is stuff happening in America. This is not supposed to happen here. If you've got comments, 800-259-9231, we got to go to the phones. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. It's Seth in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ina Mark.
Well, hey, guys, it looks like the neighborhood's got some new people in it, huh?
It does indeed. Hello,
yes.
Seth.
Congratulations.
Thanks. What's up?
So you guys talked about first, last, and deposit.
Yeah, it's so critical.
You can't do that here in New Hampshire.
What are you talking about?
First, last, and security deposit is too much. You're not allowed to do that here.
In the entire state?
In the entire state.
You've got to be kidding me.
You are allowed to collect a security deposit, but you are not allowed to collect a security deposit and last month's rent.
And let me guess, you can't collect a security deposit that's more than the first month's rent, too, right?
No, actually, I believe it's $100 or the value of the rent, yeah, I believe.
So you can't collect it that's more than, so like if I wanted to double the security deposit, I couldn't
do
that.
I don't believe you can do that.
Man.
What's the best, now, Seth, you're one of the political guys in the state.
Yeah.
What's the best way to go about changing this? Should I just, if I get another tenant, should I just violate the law and charge first, last, and security and take it to court and fight it all the way?
I think you actually have the best thing, which is exactly what happened to you. Because what you need to do now is find one of your local reps and get them to put a bill in And then when the bill comes up, you go before them and you say, let me tell you my horror story. This is why the law as it stands is not sufficient.
Yeah, that law sucks. And there's so many laws on the books in so many states. It's not just New Hampshire. All over the place that give renters these privileges, entitlements, as Bo put it earlier, that they just don't deserve. They deserve what's in the contract, and that's it.
If they sign it.
Seth?
Yeah, well, the thing is that they, you know, it's a contract. And the problem is that there's contract law, which is, of course, honored. But then there's the unspoken side. Now, one of the things that came up, that there actually was just a court decision here in New Hampshire that gave, you're going to love this, a tenant a right to stay beyond the length of their lease.
Ugh. Disgusting. These people...
Because it's an implied contract that you, as the landlord, weren't going to throw them out, so therefore you have to negotiate. You can't just say, your lease is up, I want you out.
Wait a minute. Wait. What part's the implied contract?
In other words, once they have a lease, they basically have, in essence, a right to tenancy, is what the courts have decided.
Jeez. And how do you get rid of them?
Well, that's the problem. There's actually a woman who has been holding things up for, I believe, it's been 2 years now, and that's why this thing went to court.
Now, is she paying rent?
She had the right to stay.
Is she paying the rent?
I don't know the details, so I don't want to go into it. I'm not sure the specifics.
Because, I mean, if you have the right to tenancy, it really means the right to pay, not the right to live there for free forever.
Okay, yes.
Otherwise, I'm just going
to
go.
But still, you should be able to
live someplace.
But at the end of a lease, you should be able to say, okay, it's over, you're done. Give them the notice and get out. But this is saying that you can't do that.
The court seems to have gone the other way.
This lease is for this period of time. So in the contract, it implies, in fact, that the lease is only good for a period of time.
You're preaching to the choir.
Yeah.
The problem is the courts here have started saying, well, but there was an implied tenancy that you have to be able, if they want to stay, you should have to deal with them.
Ugh, disgusting, sick, socialist mentality. These kind of laws just serve to make people more and more irresponsible.
Right.
And well, congratulations, because you're now a homeowner here, and you can help us change it.
Oh, well, you can better believe that I'll be fighting that one, Seth. As you know, I have not given up the political realm. Just because I was disillusioned by Florida doesn't mean that I will be necessarily by New Hampshire. Anything else on your mind?
No, I just wanted to, like I said, wish you guys to the neighborhood.
Thank you.
Congratulations
for the call, sir.
On your move.
Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Again, that's toll-free. 1-800-259-9231. So George Bush coming out and admitting the secret prisons that exist around the world. And what do Americans think about this? What is America's response? We know what most of our listeners are going to think. You're going to be outraged. You're disgusted. Maybe some of you will finally stop paying taxes as a result of this. I mean, how much worse does it have to get before you finally stop funding this terror on innocent Americans? 1-800-259-9231. You take control. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Are you totally satisfied with the nourishment you're getting? Do you have enough energy to do everything you really want to do? And are you content to remain in your current state of health indefinitely? Have you already tried diets, exercise, vitamins, juicing, or the latest, greatest nutritional wonder products? Perhaps those things have grown tiresome and not made you feel and look as well as you'd really like to. But what if you found from a single source the world's freshest, purest, most complete, whole, live food nourishment that tastes delicious and couldn't be any easier to consume? Well, you just did. So don't hesitate. Take the living energy you've always wanted from your nutrition right now. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on gcnlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now. Check, please. You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. Today's Car Clinic Quiz. Which of these is a matched pair? Brown shoes and black socks, free spirits and control freaks, eggs and automobiles. When we come back, I'll tell you exactly which one.
I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air and fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com.
BG.
What does the incredible edible egg have to do with a jiving driving machine known as your car? The answer is money. And here's how. Jackrabbit starts burn excessive gas. That's because your car's onboard computer reads your fast foot instantaneously and dumps an overload of gas into the engine, which sends your money up in the smoke of decreased gas mileage. To get control of your fast foot, pretend an egg is strapped to the bottom of your shoe. If you accelerate too quickly, you'll break the egg and the bank. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and it is your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll free 1-800-259-9231. Again, that's 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The wiki's there, wiki.freetalklive.com. That's wiki.freetalklive.com. What is the wiki, Mark?
The wiki is, it's like a internet notebook that everybody has a pencil to and everybody has an eraser. So you can write anything you want in there about the show. And then,
Or about whatever,
right. And then people can change it or modify it, do whatever they want.
Right, and that factor hasn't scared people away from creating content. In fact, there's over 800 unique pages created by you, the listeners, there on the wiki.
That's a lot.
At wiki.freetalklive.com. And like the rest of our website, it is totally free. Hey, by the way, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now, like we did? Because we're signers of the First 1,000 Pledge. In fact, the First 1,000 Pledge, I think it's a great idea. It has taken the Free State Project, which is a great concept on its own, and really advanced it to make it happen faster, sooner. I think it's good because it's encouraging people to move to New Hampshire, the Free State. It needs some work, obviously, but it's going to be the Free State, sooner rather than later. And the concept is that if you sign the First 1,000 Pledge, you're essentially agreeing to move before the end of 2008. But we've gone ahead and gone anyway. I mean, the First 1,000 Pledge, it's, I think, in the 450 signers range. We've got to get to 1,000 signers by the end of this year. But obviously, it doesn't matter to me and you whether or not it makes it. We went anyway. But you should get on board as well at freestateproject.org. Again, that's the First 1,000 Pledge at freestateproject.org. Talking about this George Bush story, how all of a sudden now they're coming out and saying that, oh yes, we admit to the secret CIA prisons. These secret prisons around the world, they exist. In fact, now they're starting to talk about prosecuting some of these people. Now, no one has made clear as to whether or not the prosecutions are going to be military tribunals or actual public trials held in America in front of people, cameras, so everyone can see. I mean, because after all, if the government really does have evidence that these people are so-called terrorists, then why shouldn't they share it with all of us? Prove it to everyone.
Please, I want the terrorists locked up. I do. I just don't want you taking innocent people and locking them up on hearsay evidence. To me, that's frightening. The whole idea that me or somebody I know, anybody really, could just be locked up with a modicum of evidence and never get a trial.
Speaking of some scary things, I pulled up the ABC News report on this issue, and there's some quotes from George Bush that are kind of frightening. Here, let me share them with you. Bush called on Congress to, quote, list the specific recognizable offenses that would be considered crimes under the War Crimes Act so our personnel can know clearly what is prohibited in the handling of terrorist enemies. What does that tell you?
It tells me that up to this point they've just been doing whatever the heck they want.
Yep. That's what he's admitting to.
Right, because, you know, if we have to list the specifics now, 4 years, 5 years after September 11th, they've been globetrotting, picking up people.
What have you been
incarcerating
doing?
Incarcerating them, torturing them, all that other stuff. What have we been doing up to this point?
He doesn't talk about what they've been doing, but that's just some evidence. He also asked that Congress, quote, make explicit that following the standards of the Detainee Treatment Act, our personnel fulfill America's obligations under Common Article 3 of the Geneva Conventions. Last, he requested that Congress, quote, make it clear that captured terrorists cannot use the Geneva Conventions as grounds to sue our personnel in courts, in U.S. courts. What? He wants to make it so that these individuals can't turn around and sue the United States. Now, it's already hard enough to sue bureaucrats.
Right.
They already have sovereign immunity.
As though American citizens can sue over things that have been done wrong to them and have much luck.
But here he is. Why are you so scared, George? Why are you so scared of lawsuits? What have you been doing to these people?
I mean, is it that just over the top that people would be so appalled by
it's
what was going
on? It's definitely over the top. They're taking people and putting them in secret prisons in countries where other people can do the torturing. They're locking them up for months on end, Mark.
Yeah.
That's over the top.
I'd have to agree.
For America, it's unacceptable. And it's amazing to me that Americans can just sit back, crack open another beer, and go to work the next day and not think anything of this. 1-800-259-9231. The president also criticized the decision of the Supreme Court that hindered previous attempts to prosecute the prisoners. In late June, the Supreme Court decided to block military tribunals for detainees. Oh, so he is pushing for military tribunals. Now he's angry that the Supreme Court has blocked him from having military tribunals, stating the prisoners were subject to international law and the Geneva Conventions, quote, we have a right under the laws of war and an obligation to the American people to detain these enemies and stop them. What? This isn't a war, sir. By the Constitution, which is the document with the rules in it that the government is supposed to be run by, according to the Constitution, this is not a war.
And his justification for it is, he says, they're in our custody, so they can't kill our people. Well, is that justification for picking up somebody and then not giving them a trial? Couldn't we just pick up everybody, and then they couldn't kill, quote unquote, our people couldn't kill our people, their people couldn't kill our people? Let's just lock everybody up, and it's all we'll have in the world is jailers and the jailed.
We're going that direction.
Well, actually, it's all just going to fall to pieces at that point, because
who's going to pay for it?
Right. Who's going to pay for it? And that's the thing. The American people are paying for this.
Yep.
They are financing the quote unquote freedom of the seas. They're financing quote unquote protection for all the world's citizens. There's many countries that don't have armies simply because we're there and we're their army. We're in 131 out of 190 UN member states.
That's way, way too much. You know, one of the frightening things about American people paying for this is that as the tyranny of this government grows, as the totalitarian dictatorship nature continues to fester and turn into an even more oppressive police state, people are going to become even more scared than they are today. And they're already frightened to death of the idea of stopping paying these criminals.
Mm.
Because if it's a highwayman on the side of the road, at least he is going to leave you alone. If you get robbed by some thug,
at least he robs you once.
He's going to rob you once. You're probably never going to see him again. These guys keep coming back for more.
And if you don't pay, you go to prison.
Right. Americans know They've seen the evidence. They, Richard Hatch from Survivor, Irwin Schiff, all kinds of people, lots of different people have been made examples of. So the American people are scared. They don't want to pay the taxes. If you ask them, they want smaller government. They want lower taxes. They want more freedom. If you ask them the right questions, but then when you ask them if they're going to stop paying taxes, when they see all these atrocities going on, the answer is, well, I don't want to go to jail. I don't want to go to a secret prison. I mean, what happens if they start locking up tax resistors into these secret prisons? People are going to get really frightened as the police state continues to grow, and they're going to be more likely to continue paying into it.
Yeah.
As the scariness factor increases. 1-800-259-9231. I just hope that there's some sort of a point at which the edge, the line in the sand, will be crossed for some of these people, because it really is time for America to wake up. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Wanda in Missouri. You're on Free Talk Live with Ina Mark.
Yes, I've heard this free state advertised, but I know anything about it. I did email, but I never received anything back.
Who did you email?
I don't know. Whoever, whatever the email was.
Well, there's several different emails, so I mean, if you're not even sure who you emailed, maybe that might be a factor. But I recommend
you
try it again.
Well, that was a month or so ago.
Yeah, they're pretty good about returning emails and inquiries and that sort of thing. So
Maybe I called. That's
so you don't even remember what you did, Wanda. What was your question? And we might be able to help you.
Well, my question is, what is this all about?
What's what all about? The Free State Project?
Yeah.
Oh, it's simple. It's a movement of 20,000 freedom lovers, people that like the idea of less government and more freedom. All moving together to the same state. That state happens to be New Hampshire. It was chosen by the first 5,000 members of the Free State Project. Currently, the project is at over 7,000 members. And the idea, Wanda, is that when the project reaches 20,000 members, then there's a five-year window at which all 20,000 have to move up. And there's a little bit more, and I want to make sure that's clear to you. So hang on. 800-259-9231. Always new people discovering the Free State Project message and idea. And I think a lot of people are really excited by it, Mark. And
I agree.
I think that hopefully we can spur a little more excitement, since now we're not just talking about being in the Free State. We're here.
Yeah, we're doing it.
More's on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it is your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with
Ann Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free, including updates. You get signed up for the updates. We'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Get signed up at updates.freetalklive.com. Again, that's updates.freetalklive.com. Hello?
If you have, well, I didn't know that we were going to be doing this. If you had if you've had your fill of the two main political parties, you need to sample a little common sense with Dan Carlin. It's a politics and current events podcast from a truly politically independent viewpoint. Many of Dan's listeners are also FTL fans, so there's a good chance that you'll like what you hear. Download the MP3 or podcast from iTunes or go to dancarlin.com. That's dancarlin.com.
All right, let's talk again to Wanda in Missouri. Now, Wanda, we just finished explaining briefly what the Free State Project is, a movement of thousands and thousands of liberty lovers all to the same state.
Okay, does
it make sense to you? What did you think?
Well, I thought it's an amiable idea, but they've tried to do that in other places, so I'm wondering...
Who's they, and what did they try?
In Idaho.
Oh, what happened?
Well, I really don't know the result of a lot of people had to move because there wasn't any jobs.
Okay, and how many people moved there?
I'm not even sure how many did.
I bet it was probably no more than 10, Wanda, because...
Oh, no, there was much more than 10.
I highly doubt it.
There were hundreds.
Oh, yeah? Hundreds?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, I haven't heard about that particular program, Wanda, so I can't speak to it.
So I'm wondering how you'd be different so it might be more successful.
I think that the difference here with the Free State Project is the Internet. People can find out about it much more easily. The Free State Project is being pushed by the Internet, advertising, and Free Talk Live.
Word of mouth
as well. When these people move there...
Mm-hmm.
They need jobs. What is there?
So they find a job and move. It seems pretty simple to me.
Jobs all over New Hampshire.
Yeah, the economy's great up here, so I don't really know what the issue is.
Well, the place where they moved, it was a small area.
Maybe they should have done more research. Bad choice.
Maybe it was the early 80s when the recession was on. Was that when it was, Wanda?
I don't think she knows. Do you know?
Late. It was 90s.
Oh, okay. Well, there were some. To her credit, there have been some similar concepts in the past, but there's never really been that many people involved. Again, a couple hundred, and there's never been good communication. It's the internet that's finally making this possible. So do your research, Wanda. The website is freestateproject.org. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You bring up whatever's on your mind. So did you have any more thoughts or any more details you wanted to get out on this George Bush thing? He's letting people know that the secret prisons exist. He's asking Congress to clarify the rules on what we can and can't do to prisoners. And he's basically admitting that we've been torturing people in secret prisons around the world.
Well, he says here that Bush also unveiled his proposal for how trials of such key suspected terrorists, those transferred to Guantanamo and already there, should be conducted, which must be approved by Congress. Now, which means that they've been in Guantanamo quite some time, and now Congress has to approve how their trials are going to happen.
Okay.
Bush's original plan for the type of military trials used in the aftermath of World War II was struck down in June by the Supreme Court, which said the tribunals would violate U.S. and international law. Pushing a hard line with legislation he promoted for Capitol Hill consideration later Wednesday. Bush was insisting on military tribunals in which evidence would be withheld from a defendant if necessary to protect classified information.
Wow.
So we're back in the...
discovery.
Right. We're back in the situation where, we said you did something wrong, and we can't tell you what it is, but you're going to jail in one of these secret prisons, and we can't tell you where it is.
And then we'll maybe have a trial somewhere secret, and we'll have secret evidence.
Maybe you'll be able to go.
Right. And there'll be secret evidence, and we're going to secretly put you back into prison as well, because no one will ever know what happened. They're not going to be having public trials. This is so frightening and so so sick.
And administration officials have also said that allowing coerced testimony in some cases may be necessary.
Coerced testimony?
Yeah, isn't that nice?
What does that mean?
Torture, testimony obtained through torture.
Are you going to hook someone up to electrodes while they're on the stand?
Yep, give them a good zap. If they try to change their story while they're on the stand, you just
zap them. Or are they going to torture them in the secret prison, have a video camera running,
right.
And get the answers from them that they want, then bring that into the military tribunal and say, here it is, look, he's admitting to whatever.
Right.
The charges.
I think you'll be lucky if you get videotaped evidence. I think that in all likelihood you might just get something like audio tapes where they splice in them confessing and splice out the screams of agony.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
I can't. I don't know, man. I am stunned by this. We've known it was going on, mm-hmm. and we've talked about it, but I'm stunned that they're even coming out and admitting to it at this point.
The president has said that he eventually wants to close Guantanamo, as critics and allies around the world have urged. But Snow said that Bush wasn't announcing any such plans right now.
I want to.
Yeah, I'd love to do that.
But it might happen
maybe
after
2010.
Yeah, exactly. It might happen after I'm not the president anymore.
Yeah, it says here that it gives a little brief on Guantanamo. Guantanamo has been a flashpoint for both U.S. and international debate over the treatment of detainees without trial and the source of allegations of torture denied by U.S. officials. But of course, he just said that coerced testimony may be necessary. Even U.S. allies have criticized.
Coerced, by the way, means force.
That's what it means. U.S. allies have criticized the facility and the process. The camp came under worldwide condemnation after it opened more than 4 years ago, when pictures showed prisoners kneeling, shackled, and being herded into wire cages. It intensified with reports of heavy-handed interrogations, hunger strikes, and suicides.
All the news has been terrible coming out of Guantanamo Bay, no doubt about it, but I didn't need to see the evidence to know in the beginning that it was wrong. I mean, what we're talking about here is what amounts to nothing more than a kidnapping expedition on the part of the U.S. government.
Yeah.
They took people from off of the streets of Pakistan and other places. By the way, it's the Pakistani officials that were paid off by the United States to go around and just arrest people they didn't like, and then turn them over to the United States as so-called suspect or enemy combatants, suspected terrorists. And then we've just been, essentially, we've kidnapped them and put them in this camp, and it's a camp for kidnapped people, and it's despicable.
Yeah, there's still 445 guys there. There have been about 1,000 that have gone through.
There's no defense for this, though. If you want to try to make one, 800-259-9231. Again, that's 1-800-259-9231. The Supreme Court, let's see. Bush urged Congress to make this legislation a top priority in the next session, as the issues are urgent. And time is of the essence.
Well, I'm sure the Congress really considers it urgent, because after a 5-week summer break, Congress returns today for 19 days before ending its work for the legislative year. The only legislation.
Yes, go home.
Yeah, the only thing that's being considered this week in the House is a bill to toughen rules against horse slaughtering.
Got to protect the horses.
I mean, that's how Congress is responding to this. Apparently, the wheels of justice do turn quickly, don't they?
Well, somebody's going to respond. I mean, some of his associates in Congress are going to come up with the appropriate legislation that he's requesting.
Well, as long as they get to work, apparently, is all they've got to do is... It's not like they're sitting in there debating horse slaughtering, Ian.
Right.
They're not doing any... They're not there. They're not in session.
I
mean, they're supposed to be in session. They're not. And they're getting paid huge sums of money. Now, I don't want them in session. When they get in session, they just make more laws and make it harder on the American people to do business and live their lives and freedom and be left alone. But they're getting paid a lot of money to do nothing.
Speaking of session, how about secession as an option here? Because this...
That's quite a segue.
It's going to get worse, Mark. It is getting worse. As time goes on, I mean, it's going to be so difficult to turn this around. It really is. It can be done. It is a possibility. I just believe it's improbable at this point. And if something changes on the national level, I don't know. I mean, it may shift away from where it's going currently, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to shift to a direction where you and I might want it to go. I really hope that America has a libertarian awakening and people realize that this government is out of control, doing things that are the founding fathers never, ever would have intended.
Yeah.
That Bill of Rights was written for a reason, and it was supposed to protect everyone, every human being that this government interacted with, not just so-called citizens, not just the people that were fortunate enough to be born within the borders of this thing we call the United States. Not just them. It was supposed to apply to anyone who this government came in contact with. And it's clear that it has been thrown out the window, into the garbage, set on fire, and then the ashes urinated on at this point.
It's hard to argue with that. I don't support.
But yet you still hold on to this.
Yeah, I don't support the idea of
vision for keeping this union together, keeping a union together full of people that don't agree with one another, full of people that are constantly at each other's throats over which way policy should go, and of course both of the directions they want it to go are towards bigger government. 800-259-9231. The only hope for America is that the free state sets an example for liberty, and the rest of the states figure it out. Get it together and then come along with us. 800-259-9231. Hour 3 is on the way. More evidence of how everyone's scared, including TV stations, coming up.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.